was just 10 when she told me that she wanted to play. And she was 12, thought it was innocent. I said okay. I was intrigued by the way she would touch my lips and say, don't tell a soul about this, it's our secret. So I kept it safe. And she would kiss me, I would let her. I'm thinking it's nothing. She'd put her hand inside my pants while she's staring and blushing. And then she told me do the same, still thinking nothing of it. I lost my innocence when I was 10 into my cousin. As I got older, it affected me, I didn't notice. Battling incest at the age of 12, afraid to show it. At 14, lust that took over, I couldn't control it. All I wanted was that same feeling, my cousin awoken. It got worse, I would wake up with the bed full of semen. Pornography and masturbation was my biggest demons. So introverted, I never showed it, inside I'm screaming. Somebody save me from myself, cause I don't wanna be him.
I never wanted to be this way. But if I told you the things I faced, what would you say? I'm so afraid you'll judge me. What if I told you the things I faced? Faced? How would you look at me? But if I stay silent, it's better this way.
Let's go. Fast forward, I'm saved now, living for Christ. Rapping from churches to churches, I was good on the mic. Preaching on how to live right, yo, my lyrics were tight. But there was an issue that was never addressed or brought to light. I was still better than lust, and it became worse. Something that happened to me at 10 had followed me to the church. Didn't know how to say no to the women that would flirt. I did my dirt, then picked up the Christian, got back to work. I was anointed, that's what they all got from me. Saved and sanctified, couldn't speak about this here part of me. Cause if I did, I'd be judged for this man. I didn't wanna be. Wanted to call on someone, but then so much people called on me. They put me on a stage. I'd say a prayer and do it. Searching for my deliverance, they found it in my music. Putting on facades, knowing the truth make you feel stupid. But you know the kind of looks you'd get if anybody knew it. So you keep it to yourself and try to deal with it. They say prayer changes things, so I went and kneeled with it. Yes, they lied to me, saying that I'll feel different. Cause I did the same thing and realized I'm still in it. The church should be a place of vulnerability and aid to the sickly and the ones that's fighting every day. That's community, but truth is the church became a place where we have to hide our flaws, never show them, join the parade. Shut up and
I
give them praise.
I never wanted to be this way. But if I told you the things I faced, what would you say? I'm so afraid you'll judge me. What if I told you the things I faced? Faced? How would you look at me? But if I stay silent, it's better this way.